Estevan, the organizers of Saskatchewan's largest recreation hockey tournament, are eager for the competition to begin. The Estevan Strippers Molson Spring Bust Tournament will run from April 2 to 6 at Affinity Place and the Power Dodge Arena in Estevan, and the Beanfey Memorial Arena. 36 teams, 28 men's teams and 8 for women, are entered, and more than half are from out of town. The tournament starts at 7 p.m. on April 2 with 4 games. There will be 6 more in the evening of April 3, and the tournament begins in earnest on April 4 with 13 contests scheduled. Games will take place throughout the day on April 5, and the tournament wraps up with the final games and the crowning of the champions in 9 divisions on April 6. Steve Godfrey, who is one of the tournament's organizers, said they are ready to go. The teams are booked, the schedule is set, and they expected to set up the social area at the Power Dodge Curling Center on April 1. We've been 36 teams the last few years here. Getting to 40 is a bit of a stretch right now, and of course, you have to consider the schedule, said Godfrey. You have to have an even amount of teams. 3 awards are also handed out. The Frank John Oldest Player Award is named after John, who lived in Estevan and played in the tournament for many years. A player can only win the award once. The Tap House Sportsmanship Award is presented to the team in the women's divisions and men's OVER 45 divisions with the fewest penalty minutes during their first 2 games. The James Schroeder Memorial Sportsmanship Award goes to the team in the OVER 30 division with the fewest penalty minutes in their first 2 games. Everybody always looks forward to this, said Godfrey. It's kind of a nice wind-up to the year. There's not too many tournaments left. It's a relaxing time for everybody and the players get to have some fun. When I lived out of town, and I came back for this weekend, I always knew I'd be able to catch up with everybody I hadn't seen in a while. Even living here, you go there, to the tournament, and you're always able to catch up with everybody. That's always the most enjoyable thing about the whole tournament. Cabarets will be held at the curling rink in the evening of April 4 and 5, with DJ Dale Orsted playing music the first night and Crossroads performing the second. Godfrey said these acts have performed in the past and they've gone over well. You always want to look for somebody new, but at the same time, there's a comfort feeling that everybody gets when somebody they know is there and they know what they're going to get for entertainment. The strippers typically raise at least $10,000 through the tournament, which they use to support a variety of projects in the community, including sports, recreation, cultural and family programs. They try to support young people whenever possible. Godfrey believes the tournament has a real economic benefit as well. With at least half of the teams from out of town, there will be players coming to Estevan for the weekend, staying in hotels and eating out at restaurants. SaskToday.ca will have full coverage of the tournament.